Should we walk back to where it started?
Okay.
So we're in Glover Park, this safe, cute little neighborhood, and this is where it happened.
In Washington, D.C., a 27-year-old woman went for an evening jog. She was steps away from her apartment when a stranger attacked her.
I just feel his hand, like, over my mouth and his other hand in between my legs.
She fought back.
And I went to swing at him.
She couldn't have known the real fight was just beginning. I'm Amy Britton, and I'm an investigative reporter for The Washington Post. For the past 3 years, I've been following what happened in the aftermath of a sexual assault.
If she had not, you know, come forward the way she did, I probably would be just rolling along like I was before, and it's completely changed my life.
An unusual public warning connects two women, and it leads to a devastating allegation about a powerful man in DC's criminal justice system.
He said, very quiet, "I've been fantasizing about you."
He damaged another human being for a lifetime.
You don't get to just say, "Oh, my bad," and everybody move on. That's not how justice works.
This story is about what it takes to come forward.
The onus, the pressure, the decision. I'm the arbiter somehow.
They get crucified, those women.
But what perplexes me is why 40 years later she's seeking publicity with the Washington Post.
And what happens when a secret becomes too much to bear?
I understand why survivors of sexual assault don't report the crimes committed against them.
And then what it came down to is, this is my daughter.
All I did was tell the truth. And I did it to give myself a safe environment to live in.
This is not even about you. This is about telling the truth.
This is Canary, The Washington Post Investigates. It's a 7-part series about two women, separated by decades and united by their refusal to stay silent. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.